Kia ora koutou, welcome to South Pacific Muscle. You'll notice this evening we're minus Nate Williams. He's been pretty nuts with work, and so we thought what we'd try and do is get a crew together and talk about the upcoming IFBB pro show, even without Nate. So we're going to see how we go. I'm going to try and talk too much and fill in the dead space like he does. And we've got some people who actually know about bodybuilding to come on and talk to. So, and some of the key players from this weekend, actually. So we'll quickly go around and they can introduce themselves for those of you guys who don't already know them, and let us know how the last few weeks have been going leading up to the show. So who wants to go?
You can go, Tom. Chris,
we'll go around that way.
We'll go, okay. Tom.
Sweet. You guys can hear me, yeah?
Yeah,
sweet. Hey, I'm Tim Fox. I compete in Classic Physique Class B. I've been on prep since like July this year because obviously COVID has been in the way of when we're supposed to have the original nationals that was going to happen this year. So it's been a nice, long, drawn out prep. But hey, we're almost there now. A couple more, two more days. Yeah, ready to go.
Nice.
Come on, one of you. Let's go. Yeah.
Go, Chrissy.
Yeah, I'll go. Hey, I'm Chris Sinclair. Yeah, been prepping for about since July too, for the Nationals as well, because I qualified last year at the Palmerston Show. So that was the goal this year, just do Nationals, but end up doing the Palmy Show as well. So yeah, it's prep's been okay. Can't say much, but just can't wait to get it on in 2 days' time. Catch up with everyone. Fun times ahead. Oh, and also I'm in the Classic Physique Class B with Tom. So yeah, with Tim, sorry. Fucking brain fog. Yeah, so we've been competing for a bit, Tim.
Like the past year or so, eh?
Yeah.
The tournament last year and then tournament this year.
Yeah, in Nationals, so yeah.
Hey, I'm Sigurd Lee. I've been on a prep, I think, just before August, originally just going to do the Palmy Show, wasn't not going to do the National this year, but I guess when the date kept changing and the Palmy Show before the National, and thought, you know, why not finish the year with a bang? And then and also I live in Wellington, and then they move it to down to Wellington, so it makes no sense, you know, not to do it. Yeah. And especially if I want when I won the overall as well for men's physique. So yeah. So I'm doing men's physique class A, the Palmy, and I'll be doing the same thing for the National. Just one class this time, not classic.
I'm trying to take it all out.
Yeah, so the prep has been okay. I guess, you know, coming along from just, you know, planning just to do one show, but now everything just come cruise because, you know, everything is already in shape after the Palmy Show. So yeah, just get ready for Saturday.
I was much the same in that Tournament of Champions is supposed to be my last show of the year.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, we're already in shape, and to be fair, the last 6 weeks has been pretty good compared to the 6 weeks before that. As you guys know, when you're coming down, it's tough. But when you're holding down, you know, it's annoying because you can't go and do what you want. But the energy levels are generally better, and you feel sort of better about life in general. So these last six
Absolutely.
Weeks have been pretty good. But it is it's been a long year.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing I was going to say. Chris, I had this interesting interaction with Mike Kingsnorth the other day, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but we were joking around. And I talked about the Olympia qualification.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I hadn't even thought about that. And I know he had. But I said, well, actually, I'm going to win the overall at the amateur show, get my pro card, and I'm going to come and beat all you guys, and I'm going to get the
invite
to the O. And he said, he made this comment, don't speak too soon. I'll explain on Saturday. And I know he's not talking about me because I'm not winning. But I messaged Nate and said, what's going on there? And he goes, Chris. So bring your A game. You could be.
I like to be a bit cheeky sometimes, but yeah, just a bit of hype. But that's cool. Yeah, I never met Mike in person, but I've seen videos of him posing and stuff and competing in Vancouver and stuff. He's a pretty good bodybuilder. Like, his posing is probably one of the best up with there with Mateo and stuff. So, be cool to meet him.
Yeah, real good guy too. I messaged him and said, hey, can you give me a hand with some posing, because I know he helped Nate out. He goes, yep, send me a video. So I sent him a video, and he sends me about 4 pages of notes on things I should fix with my posing. Says, oh, so my posing's pretty good then. Only 4 pages worth of work, but it's good.
There could be worse, could be 5,
especially when there's that short turnaround. There's only 6 weeks, only so much you can do for your physique, but if you can, you know, tidy up your posing and things, make it look better, even better. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Right. So exciting. Let's talk about the show, shall we? I thought we'd go through class by class, and you know, as regular watchers of the show will know that I'm not very tech savvy. I'm a kind of Paul Lozon of this podcast, and so I have got a few picks, and I've cut and pasted them into a Word document. I'm going to try and share my screen and blow them up, and we'll sort of talk about the people I've got there. But look, if there's anybody else that you guys know is competing, you know, whether they're in with a shot, whether they're not, you know, let's you know, chuck it out there, because people love hearing about themselves and so on. So I'll try and chuck that up now. Oops, what's going on? Share my screen, and I want to share that document, hopefully. Righto. Now, so here we go. Fitness, we didn't have any takers. There was one fitness competitor at Tournament of Champions. I don't know if there's going to be more. Look, you know, sorry to our female viewers if we've got any. We don't, we're a little bit ignorant on the old, on the female classes. So there was one fitness competitor. I didn't get any names there, so I didn't download anybody. But so I started going through in the order of the show, and fitness comes first, then it's classic A, B, and C. Again, I didn't have any names for classic A, but obviously there's Chris in class B, and looking pretty full and round there. I mean, it was nice to be standing in the overall with you at Tournament of Champions, but it wasn't nice to see how far I've got to go to be close to you when it comes to the performance. Darren was supposed to be on with us today, but he just messaged me about 10 minutes ago saying things are just nuts with your low blood sugar. He's sort of just had to have a haircut or something. All right. The you need for the show. But yeah, he's looking pretty good. He looks improved from Tournament Champions. I know that he felt he was still a little bit flat there. So, and he's working with Elmer, and Elmer's a pretty experienced campaigner. Should bring him in a little bit fuller and tighter, I suppose. Darren's hoping to bring a better package.
Yeah, he's missed the condition, old Darren.
Yeah. Always brings the condition. Not play to your strengths, eh?
Yeah.
I missed you, Tim. I didn't get any photos of you.
Oh, that's all right.
Pull up his Instagram.
there's a photo. There's me from Christchurch. We'll skip cut past that. And anyone know Lance?
I do. Yep.
Yeah. How's he looking?
He's looked definitely like improved since tournament. Coming in a bit more conditioned. I think he's, you know, it's hard to say who's going to be in the tool class, but yeah, he's definitely coming in with a better package than what he brought to tournament, which is always the aim.
Yeah, that's right. So I've had a couple of people ask me, oh, do you know who's competing? Do you know who you're up against? And I kind of went, well, it's not really that relevant. You know, you can only if I knew there was someone really awesome there, and well, there are, let's face it, but it's not going to change anything I do today. It's not going to change anything I do tomorrow. I was always going to do everything I could do to look as good as I can look on the weekend. If there's something else I could be doing, I'd be doing it. So knowing that there's good people there, or knowing there's not much competition, really doesn't change how you approach things. And it is always, as you say, Tim, about trying to just bring a better package every time and keep improving. And that's the sort of the fun of the sport. The downside to that is, because I thought, I want to come into the summer going, man, you know, I ticked all those boxes. You know, I really kind of nailed that. But there is always something you want to do to improve. And that's why you keep coming back, right? No matter how good a performance.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, I could do with a bit more fullness there, or could have been a little bit tighter there, or didn't quite get that right. So that's what keeps us in it, I suppose. Down to our men's physique. There's see it looking pretty amazing. That's a pretty impressive shot.
Yeah, crazy.
How tall are you, see it?
1.68.
5'6". Oh, yeah.
Short.
Oh, that's not short for bodybuilding. Eh? That's probably a pretty good size, eh? I still, when I talk about height, because I'm...
you're the tallest out of all of us.
Yeah, I used to be 6'2", and I shrunk to be 6'1". But over the course, when I was competing in the 90s, I put on 50 kilos.
Oh,
I
love it, yeah.
Kilos of off-season weight. But you imagine putting 50 kilos on someone who's 5'6", you know,
yeah.
That's still up here, you know, so you spread
what was your heaviest, like, Mike, the heaviest you've ever been?
131, I got to.
Yeah, wow.
But that was, I then cut for 11 weeks and came in on stage at 109. So, you know, that was, there was a lot of it. I came down hard and fast too, because I didn't like dieting.
Yeah.
So. There's a lot of water
that
that needed to come off. So that 130 wasn't good quality.
Yep.
Righto. And
oh, you need to accept Scott. He just
I'm on there. I'm on there, brother.
Oh, there you go.
How's it going?
Unfortunately, I don't follow you, Scott, so I could only just pull up this picture here, but I wanted to.
No, that's all good, my man. Yeah. That was the South Island show, that one.
Yeah. You do tournaments.
So I'm in class B. Yeah, I did tournaments. I got gold at Tournament of Champs in class B men's physique, and then gold at the South Island Champs class B. I'm 178 centimeters.
Okay.
And so I got the overall over me in Tournament of Champs.
Pretty close, mate.
Yeah, it was a good battle, bro.
You know, it's a good battle.
It was.
Was Ash in your class too, bro?
Yeah.
Because he's got 178.
Yeah, I versed him in Tournament of Champs. He got second, and then I got the gold over him.
Yeah.
I had done the show 3 years in a row, and he beat me the first two shows. Yeah. I did Tournament of Champs, and then the third one was just recently, and I got it this time.
No, you must mistake, mate.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, feeling pumped for this Saturday as well. Feeling improved from there, so that's good.
Yeah, what have you improved on since tournament?
I feel I've holded a lot more fullness this time, and my conditioning has been pushed a lot more. So I pushed it a lot harder after Tournament of Champs. Yeah. I didn't know I was going to do nationals. So after Tournament of Champs, I kind of just, I thought I was done for the year. So I was just having like a binge meal once a day. And then about maybe 2 weeks after that, I decided, let's do it, man. I'm getting motivated by everyone around me. And Sigurd was like, hurry up, come down. I was like, all right, let's go.
I saw his story. I'm like, bro, you're definitely doing national A.
Cover guy. Yeah. So I kind of thrive with pressure as well. So I had put on about 5 kgs 2 weeks after the Tournament of Champs. So I had to just really knuckle down. A lot of it will be water weight and that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
but I'm feeling ready, man. Feeling good.
Everybody's pretty excited about it. That 6 weeks is a difficult time. You know, you can't, I guess, make too many significant changes to your muscularity, but those conditioning things can make a massive difference in the posing and the fullness. And
by
being relatively lean before the last show, I had an opportunity to just kind of cruise in on higher calories and then have a practice carb load, and that went really, really well. So I'm stoked with the sort of peak week process that I'm putting in place this time, and I'm hoping that'll bring a significantly better package. So
are you more conditioned this time around, or?
Probably not really. I mean, I was pretty lean.
In fact, you're pretty lean.
The best look I liked was when I was in Christchurch, actually, but the judges didn't like it, and I was still pretty flat, but I was super dry and super separated, tried to come a bit full off the tournament, but the foods I was eating didn't agree with me, I was a bit fuller, but my condition wasn't quite as good, so this time around I've just eaten all the normal foods that I eat, but I just had more of them. I went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now I've sort of backed down again Thursday, Friday to let my midsection come back in and dry out. So that's the plan. I'm hoping it comes together, but I don't see myself as being significantly lean. I mean, a little bit more sharp around my glutes and that, but you're like, I'm 50. I'm never going to get straighted glutes. There's too much skin and bits and pieces on me to kind of, I'm going to put those classic trunks on and cover that side of it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the pro show, man. It's going to be awesome watching the classic boys, and
so good. Yeah. Those guys are so good.
All stacked, eh?
Beryl.
He looked great at one of the champs, man.
He was doing classic as well, wasn't he?
Nah, he just did physique.
Yeah,
it's good. It was hard, and dry.
He's definitely improved, eh? Unlike last year's package.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, big time.
He's with,
I'm surprised that his placing at Tournament of Champs. I thought he would have placed a lot higher. So it might have been his posing or something, because he looked amazing, man.
Just from that shot there, you compare that to someone like Sigurd, and that shoulder to waist taper, just not enough as that pose that he's got there, but... that means physique is all about that.
Sometimes you need to find your post that good for your physique.
Yeah.
So with that one, probably, you know, not suitable for him.
Kind of hurts him. Yeah.
Like his chest looks good, all striated, but then he's also hiding his left lat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe if he put his right foot in the front, and then
he's not twisted round enough.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think he's identified this as well, because we had a chat after, and I think he knows his posing let him down. So he's going to come in much better for nationals. You can see his posing does it. Yeah. Ooh, the big dog.
I love.
Man, massive chest.
It's not even bigger, eh? I train with him on Sundays doing chest.
Far out.
He's coming a bit sharper. Well, actually, a fair bit sharper, and he's looking good.
I saw him the other day as well in Les Mills in the morning doing cardio. Look a bit tighter than that.
Yeah, yeah. I think he spilled over a little, like a bit too much. Right? Yeah,
midsection,
like let go a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to get that peak right, eh? With the food.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's interesting because everybody tends to try and nail it on the day. You know, you carve up Thursday, Friday, or, you know, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, depending on how much you need. And then you cut your water, you know, Friday, lunchtime-ish, that sort of thing. And I just, because I had that time and I was already lean, I carved up over a couple of days and went really heavy on the carbs, and felt pretty full. But my midsection was blown out. And I took some laxatives and over the next couple of days, it just tightened up, but I maintained the fullness. So 2 days after I'd carved up, you know, I went in the gym and I pumped really easily. Muscles were full and hard, but my midsection had come back in and I'd dried back out. So the process I'm trying to use this time, I can cross my fingers it'll work, is that carb up early and then have a couple of days back down again and just hope that the muscles stay full, but the water and sort of the water goes and the food goes out of my lower intestines, you know, because I couldn't draw my lower abs in very well.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I
mean, everybody seems to be married to the last 2 days carb up. They call it like landing a jumbo jet, you know, especially for the bigger guys as well. It's sort of harder when you're coming in hot, you know, you've going flat out trying to hit it right on the day as opposed to, I mean, we get down, I've got a picture of my wife down there who I coach. We went with, I'll talk about that when we get to it, but we went with a process of just a couple of hundred extra calories on Monday, Tuesday, a couple of hundred more on Wednesday, Thursday. And then when she hit the gym and felt like a good pump and good fullness, just stayed there. didn't cut the water, didn't do anything with sodium, didn't do a deplete before she loaded. So she's walking around all day feeling like she could compete on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday. It didn't really matter. Just feels really good and healthy and energetic all the time.
Well, that's
good. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, the number of times I felt really shit on the day of a show just because the dehydration and you don't quite get the carb right. So yeah, we missed the view here. Wellness, didn't know anything about that. And then we got onto the bodybuilding. So I got a picture of Connor here, who is
he's looking so nice today.
He's
so shredded.
He's got some good lighting going on there too, eh?
I call him Mr. Hardness every time I message him. Just rock hard. Oh, Gareth.
He's good. He looked good at tournament. Chris, good shape. Did I find a picture of Chris or not? Oh yeah, I didn't. Like again, we're not friends with
him. Oh, there he is. Oh, Chris. Yeah.
So he's looking South African, great, eh? Man. I saw him sitting at the back at tournament. He was just sitting there real chilled on a chair. Everybody's sort of walking around and doing stuff. And he was just sitting there, not saying too much, just keeping to himself. And I sort of said to him at one point, this isn't your first rodeo, is it, buddy? You just keep it calm. And just when it's time to go out, he just went out. Big and full.
So I know he's a chill dude, that guy.
He is.
Best way to be.
He likes his food too.
He was eating after the show, man. We got an overall photo, and he was just eating chocolate. Bloody hell! I'm like,
who's from Wellington here, man? Like, where's the food spots? Like, come on, where are the food spots?
I don't know the food spot, bro. You need to ask Tim. Tim probably has a lot more.
Oh, I would have known them like 6 months ago, but it's been a wee while, you know.
I just
been on prep for too long.
I got KFC. That's my spot.
Spoke to Shane Hunter about it and said, where's the venue? You know, do we go for a beer? Do we go for a meal afterwards? But he said he couldn't find anywhere in Palmy that would take a group of more than six because of the old COVID. We ended up going to Darren Dingle's place for a barbecue and just chilling out there. And it was ideal, really, eh? Just sort of talking training and, talking shit and, a little bit of shit food. So I'm pretty keen to do a bit of socializing after Saturday, because that's it. There are no more shows this year, so might as well eat up.
That's it. So, Christmas the week after, man.
Reverse diet kind of look.
Reverse diet.
Talking about how they have the transformation photos, the before and after, where people lose all this weight. I thought I'd take the after photo first and then eat my way to the before photo. Righto, who else we got? Bikini Abby. This was
Abby.
She's looking
Abby
Hewitt.
Is she a pro?
Kurt trains us. I put her name through me, so I thought I'd chuck her up there.
All right,
okay, would be one of the ones tight, to man. Pick though for pro.
Yeah, pro card. She's got really good shape, She won the tournament last year,
and then because it was, Libby, was it, that won the pro card at tournament?
That's right. Yeah. She's got a really good shape. Yeah.
She'll be right up there.
Yep.
Right, and I had to plug my wife a little bit. This is actually from Christchurch, but
awesome shot.
Yeah, she's 5'11" too, so she's pretty impressive in real life. She won the figure overall and the physique overall at tournament. She went out because in Christchurch she won the figure over 35s, but didn't get the pro card. They gave it to Shay Crotty. And they just told her, you're too lean, you're too separated, you're too dry, because we didn't know it was her first IFBB show. So at tournament, she goes out into the figure and just stands there and just holds her shoulders out, doesn't flex anything, doesn't pump up, doesn't do anything like that, wins the overall, and then goes backstage, does some curls, does some press-ups, goes back out for the physique and flexes, and just all her legs separate out and all the delts pop and everything. So wins the overall for physique as well. So Yeah, oh, she's an impressive athlete, but Mo gave us some feedback. She said, look, she needs full, but softer. You know, she's too separated. And so we start out eating plan, you know, feed her up a bit more, because that makes the 6 weeks easy, right? She eats and drinks and doesn't do much cardio, and she just couldn't do it. Couldn't bring herself to come in looking softer. So she's just kind of rocked on through. She's going to try and do the same thing, try and do physique and figure at the Nationals. So I don't know whether Mo will get the pip with her and say, no, I told you to come in softer, I'm going to mark you down or what. But, you know, she's going to try and bring her best and just sort of see what the judges think of that. So
that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, although, you know, she's also very competitive, so she doesn't like losing. So even if she does bring her best and the judges don't like it, she'll still be upset. So, yeah, this is where we talk about the pro show. I just pulled up the old...
This is where it's at. This is going to be fun, man.
Yeah.
This will be,
that's going to be sick.
Hey, do you guys know if you get the live stream, if is it for all three shows, or do you have to buy them separately? Does anybody...
Naturals is $10 and it's $20 for the other ones, which cover Nationals and the pro show, I think. Isn't it? $20?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. $20.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, $20 covers it. Who do you guys got your pick on that lineup?
Mateo.
Classic.
Yeah.
Pro show.
Yeah, I reckon
Zohib will do some damage and Mateo. Like,
it's hard to say because some of them haven't been posting a huge amount of like recent photos or anything, eh? Like keeping it under wraps a little bit.
Mm.
Have you seen Mateo today? I've heard of him today.
The most conditioned guy in Z.
I don't know if it's today or a couple of days ago, but that's freaky, man.
Yeah. His lines had lines, bro. It was nuts.
Yeah, it's nutty. Zohib looks pretty good too. Zohib is fucking just a bubbly guy. He's falling.
His vascularity is on another level, eh? Like, it's like worms all over him. Fuck.
Yeah, crazy.
It's pretty crazy to think he's a shot at a Kiwi getting to the O.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's, you know, like the fact that we can't get any overseas competitors in, you know, obviously changes the playing field a little bit, but you know, you play what's in front of you, and if you got an opportunity, man, what an experience.
Exactly.
I think it's awesome, man, that someone from NZ is going to the O next year. That's just amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Question is, who's going to be up there next to them after Nationals?
True. Chris is named number 7.
Yeah.
Not me. Right, is so this is another couple of people that
Chloe.
Kurt said to take a look at. So these are
she trained at your gym, Martin? Sorry?
She does sometimes, yeah. She also used to because we got a posing room out there, so she came in like taught some clients out there.
Yeah.
She's looking like good. She's shredded as. So yeah, it'd be awesome to see her back up on stage.
Mm.
Has she been away from the stage a couple of years or something?
Well, just with COVID, I think she was meant to do Arnold's last year, and then Arnold's Aussie, and then that got canned because of COVID. Yeah, and I think that was meant to be, that was either meant to be like earlier this year or like last year. And then before that, I think her last pro show was in the States, I think.
Is the bikini lineup, it's all NZ pros again, right? So one of them are going to the O next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. That's awesome. Awesome.
His name, I think. Oh, to put up to a fond picture of Kath.
Three Wellington girls in a row.
Well, actually, to be honest, like I said, I don't know very many of the people that are competing. And so I just put it out there and I messaged Kurt and said, like, who should we take a look at? So he obviously sends me names of his athletes.
Yeah, well, I think there's only, five bikini, is there six bikini girls or five now doing the pro show?
I didn't see the entry.
I think so, like six, I think.
Yeah.
Five or six,
Not a huge amount.
Hmm.
Yeah. Rightio. That is the end of my budget Word document presentation of the photos. If I was Nate, I would have had all their Instagram pages up and their Instagram handles and promoted them, but no, not me, sorry. Not quite tech savvy enough. We might wrap it there. Any more thoughts before the weekend? Any advice to the athletes? Any shout outs you want to do? Any last minute thoughts? Wellington,
we're all ready.
Nuts,
by the get us down there. Get us yeah. down there. Okay, you're right. Up.
Just give a shout out to everyone there for sticking to it. Yeah. You know, with this all the pandemic, you know, like, you know, we don't uncertainty with all the dates and stuff like that, but everyone keep on, you know, sticking to it. So yeah, big thumbs up for all of you.
Hasn't been an easy road this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, so and then, you know, to make a and also, you know, to NZIFBB, you know, give them a shout out to, you know, make shows happen to all of us, for all of us athletes, you know. Yeah, so I mean, love the short the sport, you know, the bodybuilding, and we, you know, we meet good friends and stuff like that. So I mean, I'm new to this sport, so I guess, you know, just making a good friends, meet everyone from all over New Zealand competing with the, you know, the best.
Yeah.
So yeah, just whatever, you know, what do you call it, things happen around us, just stick to the goals.
Yeah, look, that's the thing I'm looking most forward to on the weekend is being over and being able to eat again, of course, but but also just catching up with everybody. I mean, I love Tournament of Champions. It's so good. Just meeting people and, you know, real that's good right. feel to the show and good vibe from everybody. Yeah. So, yeah, long may that continue, because there was a time there when bodybuilding got a little bit wanky, eh? So it's good
that's
right. outside and that everybody's pretty positive and friendly.
Yeah, so positive vibes, eh? Always positive vibes backstage, so that's always good.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity to come on here too, guys, as well. Nice to meet you all. And
thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, brother.
Yeah, I just want to get something out and prove to Nathan that he's not indispensable. All right, thanks, fellas. We'll wrap it. We'll see you all on the weekend.
Have a good night, everyone.
On Saturday.
Drive
safe, fly safe.
Have a good one, guys.
See you, guys.
All the best.